After a second failed attempt by Worcester-based Spectrum Health Services to find a suitable location for a methadone clinic in Pittsfield without public input, the city of Pittsfield announced this week that an informational meeting will be held. In late June, Spectrum's plans to open a clinic in a Pittsfield neighborhood fell through. City residents expressed their concerns about the plan at a city council meeting after the news broke that Spectrum would not be moving in. Bob Scourin is a resident who lives across the street from the former proposed site on Stoddard Avenue.
It doesn't belong in a residential neighborhood. That's all we're asking. That's all we're asking Spectrum to do or any of the other places, whoever wants to come in. Keep it out of the residential neighborhoods, we'll be fine.
It appears now that for the first time, all involved parties, state officials, and advocates for addiction recovery programs in Pittsfield will face the public to answer a number of questions, including representatives from Spectrum Health Services, the State Department of Health, the Breen Center, an addiction and mental health services organization, and Berkshire Medical Center. Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi says that the purpose of the meeting is not for the public to air their concerns over location, but is to explain the dangers of addiction and lay out Pittsfield's need for an opioid abuse treatment center.
Now, this is to talk about the service itself and to give people the opportunity to ask questions about that service, and that's the main purpose, not to talk about locations.
Bianchi added that the meeting is meant to deliver direct information from the involved parties to city residents.
Talk about things in a realistic manner and, not anecdotally.
The mayor did not specify if information about a lawsuit between Pittsfield and Spectrum will be revealed at the meeting. Spectrum has argued that because they are classified as an educational nonprofit, that federal law allows avoidance of some city zoning regulations. The meeting could stand to answer questions that city residents have been pondering for the past 2 years, though a statement provided to WAMC from Spectrum Health Services spokesman Andrew Strecker reads, quote, "All parties have agreed to reserve the remarks for the meeting," unquote. President and CEO of Spectrum, Charles Ferris, will be present at the meeting. A question and answer period is also scheduled for after the meeting. The gathering will take place on Monday, July 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Crosby Elementary School in Pittsfield. More information is available on our website at wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.